Hey, gorgeous. If you want success on your fertility journey, you've got to have the mindset for it. It's time to kick fear, negativity, doubt, shame, jealousy, and the whole clown car of low-vibe fertility journey BS to the curb. I'm your host, Roseanne Austin, Fertility Mindset Master. Former prosecutor and recovering type A control freak perfectionist, I use the power of mindset to get pregnant naturally and have my baby boy at 43, despite years of fertility treatment failure. I help women across the globe beat the odds on their fertility journey just like I did. Get ready for a quick hit of confidence, joy, feminine badassery, and loads of hell yes for your fertility journey. It's time to get fearless, baby, fearlessly fertile. Let's do this.
Welcome to the Fearlessly Fertile Podcast, episode 264, the top 11 tips for fertility success when the world is going crazy. Hey, my loves, unless you've been living under a rock, you've probably noticed that things are getting a little weird in the world. I live in the United States and I'm seeing it. I'm seeing it from many different directions. In the United States, it's an election year. There's conflict going on around the planet. People seem edgy. There's a lunar eclipse set for April. World Economic Forum weirdos are claiming there's another mystery affliction headed our way. There's rampant censorship, inflation, millions of excess deaths no one is being held accountable for, and you name it. So the question becomes, what does a smart miracle mama who isn't letting shit get in the way of her baby do when it looks like the world is falling apart around her? Now, if you've been listening to this podcast long enough, you know I'm not interested in fear-mongering at all. I'm hardcore anti-fear-mongering because fear-mongering is all about playing upon your insecurities. It's all about disempowerment. It's also about that saboteur voice in your head that's constantly telling you that you can't trust yourself and that you don't have what it takes to meet any challenge that shows up, either on this journey and some other aspects of your life. What I'm sharing here with you is the exact opposite, because I'm coming from the perspective of you have what it takes to meet any challenge when the world is going crazy, but you nonetheless have to be fucking aware that shit's going crazy, right? Two things can be true at the same time. And chances are, regardless of where you are listening to this podcast, you're noticing strange things happening in the world. Now, there's nothing to be afraid of. This is simply a wake-up call for any intelligent woman out there to start thinking critically about how she wants to take care of herself, how she wants to take control of her fertility destiny when things are crazy. Here's an example. Knowing what you know today, what would you tell the woman that was a month out from the plandemic? Like, knowing what you know today, and hearing what's coming out, doing your research, looking around you, what would the woman of today tell the woman in March of 2020, right? You know so much more now. And this isn't just about COVID. This is about everything. This has been a crazy past three, almost 4 years now. So you have information today. You've been through a lot. You've seen some crazy shit. Like, what if you could do yourself a solid in light of all of the odd things going on around the world and just kind of this energy thing going on? I mean, more than a few people have been talking about this weird feeling that they have. Now, is this scare tactics? No. What did I just say a few moments ago? This is about you finding a way to stay centered when or if things get crazy, right? And things could go crazy all the time. There are fires, earthquakes, all kinds of stuff. So how do you, as a woman who is set for fertility success, keep her head above water when the world is going crazy? And like, look, if anything that I've said up to this point has triggered you, oh, Roseanne, you said pandemic. There's no pandemic. Go do your research, sister. Wake up. Wake up, mama. Okay? And so you want to get to the place where you can see through garbage, and that you can keep a steady hand when other motherfuckers are running around like chickens with their heads cut off. You have a baby to have. And you know how, remember how clinics were shutting down during COVID? You remember that? Nobody can get an appointment for shit. You couldn't go in with your partner. I'm not saying something else like that exact thing is coming, because I'm not trying to predict shit. And you know what? Frankly, I don't have to predict shit. They're talking about it, okay? The motherfuckers out there in the media, everybody's talking about this weird shit. It's not conspiracy if the fucking mainstream media is talking about this shit, okay? So when you are serious about succeeding on this journey, you've got to have a fucking steady hand when the world is going crazy. We have no fucking clue what's in store for the rest of the year, but it's only like at the time of this recording, it's fucking February and shit's crazy, okay? Odd things are happening all over the world. Farmers are dumping manure and all over Europe. We've got crazy shit going on here in the States. Canada has gone tyrannical. Suffice it to say, it's a very interesting time to be alive. And again, I will encourage you to go and do your research. Nothing I have said here is fucking nuts. It is out there. It is documented. Do your work, mama, and you will understand why I am devoting an entire episode to this topic. Let's get down to brass tacks when it comes to the top 11 tips for fertility success when the world is going crazy. Number one, keep your mindset strong. It probably isn't any surprise to you why I would start with this. Your mind is quite literally dictating how you perceive anything in your life. Thoughts, beliefs, actions, results. If you want to be able to be in a position where you can truly assess what's real, what's not, what you choose to believe, what you choose not to believe, it all starts with your mind. Everything starts as a thought. Your thoughts precede your actions, okay? Logical, linear, true. So your ability to think critically in any given situation is going to be the thing that keeps you from getting sucked into the shitstorm that most people just go into with having no clue, not questioning anything, okay? We see this on the fertility journey. When somebody hears, oh, you got a 10% chance, instead of challenging that and asking where that percentage is coming from and if that study actually applies to your ass, most people just go into belief and like, oh my gosh, I only have a 10% chance, instead of like saying, okay, cool, that means it's still possible for me, right? Focusing on that 10% possibility and how you can optimize that. Most people run off and say, I've got a 90% chance of failing, so I'm just not even going to bother, right? Do you see how that mindset shift, and when your mindset is strong and you are focused on how to think and think intelligently about any given situation, then you don't fall prey to the manipulation. How many women have you heard on this podcast that were told they had a less than 10% chance? Some women with a less than 1% chance that are holding babies today. And if that doesn't throw off and upset the apple cart, I don't know what will, all right? When people are giving you these statistics and fear-mongering, just throw it in the trash. Because on a planet of almost 8 billion people, you know there are people that are beating the odds. So why not join them? You have to think differently. And all of that starts with a strong mindset. Strong mindset comes down to believing that you have everything within you to be able to meet a challenge. A strong mindset is not a victim mindset, okay? A strong mindset is not disempowered. You are solution focused, right? You can assess what are actually the facts. You ask about what the truth really is, and then you line that up with your own values. Do you actually believe what this person is saying, okay? Like, look, you don't have to believe shit about what I say here. You know, you might just, oh, Roseanne's just a conspiracy theorist. And you know what? I can live with that because the facts are on my side, right? And this isn't even about being right or wrong per se. It's about having your eyes open and be able to think, right? Because we see this all the time on the journey. Just like I was giving you an example. Plenty of women are told less than 10% chance and they're holding babies today, all right? So what does that mean? That means there is the possibility for you to win, even when shit looks crazy, all right? So that's the first tip for fertility success when the world is going crazy. Have a strong mindset. The second one that I have for you is make sure your couple is dialed in. Here's what I mean by that. You got to make sure that you and your partner are on the same fucking page, all right? You guys have to make sure that your values are lining up when it comes to this journey. that you're not living your life as a couple in fucking fear. If your partner is chicken little about certain things, you gotta give them the opportunity to get on the same page with you. Because in times of stress, I mean, look at how families broke apart during COVID. People were at each other's throats. I mean, the mask fucking craziness. Like, people not even willing to be in the same room with each other because one motherfucker was not wearing a mask. Like, really? That's interesting, right? Even though it says on the box, it's not going to stop any illness, okay? People lost their damn minds, all right? So now it's time to pull it back, okay? So if your partner is more fear-based, you got to sit down and have a conversation and get real about how this, you know, this could be a very interesting year. That doesn't mean it's bad, but there's probably some fairly decent craziness that we might go through. At least here in the States. I can't speak for any other country, but it's an election year in the United States. Just look at the last election. Shit went crazy regardless of what side you're on, okay? Things just got crazy. So what you want to do is have a conversation with your partner. Get on the same page. Make sure your partnership is solid. That you guys pre-frame, hey, you know what? No matter what goes on in the world, we are focused on having this baby. This is really important to both of us. These are the things that we're super excited about when it comes to this baby. And you know what? We will stay focused even if things get interesting. It's an interesting, you know, period of time. So whatever the case may be, make sure that your couple is dialed in. Now, I should have said this earlier, but I'm just going to say it now. Aside from numbers 1 and 11, like, the rest of them are kind of, you know, you could put them in your own order of importance, but 1 and 11, I am solid on. So what I am saying is number 3 is be informed, not obsessed. That could easily be number 2 if you are ranking them in levels of importance, but it doesn't matter. Only focus on number 1 and number 11 being like solid bookends. But when I say be informed, not obsessed. Hey, there's information, like the speed at which information comes out in this day and age is like, it'll give you whiplash. So there is a difference between being informed, like you're generally aware of what's going on in the world, but it's another to be waiting with bated breath, watching fucking CNN that nobody's watching anymore, allowing these fucks to manipulate your emotions, freak you out, and offer no fucking solutions, right? So just be mindful. Be informed about what's going on, not obsessed. And like the same thing applies to this journey, right? It's one thing to be informed about your options on this journey, but it's another to be fucking obsessed, right? And you know you're obsessed if you can't go a day without some reference to your fertility. That's when you know, like, shit's probably gotten a little far afield, okay? Be informed, not obsessed. Number 4, lock down some alternatives, all right? You might be on the IVF track, which is gorgeous, beautiful, mazel tov. I think that's fantastic. But if we're in a situation where due to civil unrest or power outages, because that's the other thing people are talking about, like the grid going down. And again, this is not conspiracy theory. Go do your fucking research. If something like that happens, then you might not have access to the treatments that were available before. Okay. So what are some alternatives? Have you been meaning to try acupuncture? Have you been meaning to get coaching? Have you been meaning to start taking supplements seriously? Like, what are your alternatives, right? Everyone has to have a pivot point. And that, again, does not have to be an obsession. You are informed, you're not obsessed. See how all of these things work together? So lock down some alternatives in your area and see what you might be able to do to keep the ball rolling on this journey and to do yourself some good, right? When everyone's running around with their, you know, their chaos, you can just be like, okay, cool. I have some of these alternatives lined up, right? Find clinics that are not fear-mongering like chickens with their heads cut off and don't freak out at the slightest thing. Find people that were open during COVID, that were welcoming and didn't act crazy. Just think about that. Now, number 5 is have backups for your medications, all right? So let's say that you have an IVF cycle, and let's say there's civil unrest and that civil unrest makes it impossible for your meds to be delivered. Okay? And hey, that makes things in an IVF cycle a little difficult. So maybe if it feels great to you, you might want to have some extra meds on hand, right? Because those will stay in the fridge for a period of time. And when things calm down, you can get back into the business of doing your IVF. Now, I 1000% get that me talking about this in this way might be scaring you. Go back to the first 5 minutes of this podcast. I am sharing these ideas not to frighten you. It's because I want you to be a fucking success and not be one of these people that the world falls apart for, okay? This is information, and you take as much of it as you want and forget the rest. All right, if this episode alone, I don't want to listen to that podcast anymore. Okay, that's totally cool. We part as friends. But this will be something that you remember. You're going to want to write this episode number down, because if shit goes crazy, you're going to want to have this dialed in. And if you don't get it dialed in, it might be too late. So just keep that in mind. And I love you. Why the fuck would I want to scare you? I mean, look, having information does not mean, as I've said before, that you have to go into fear. It is fucking empowerment, which is why number 6 is talk to your doctor about their plans. Okay. Do they have a generator in their clinic? Okay. Let's say the grid goes down. And if you don't know what that is, go look it up. But if the power goes out, do they have backup generators for their freezers where they're holding your embryos in cryo storage, right? What are they going to do? Do they have a standard operating procedure if the power goes out at their clinic? Let's say we go into another lockdown for mystery illness X. What is their plan? What did they learn from COVID? Right? What are they going to do differently? Now, your practitioner may look at you cross-eyed if you ask these questions, but they work for you and you want to know the answer. These are not stupid questions. They're fucking legit. Okay. And maybe you can answer some of them yourself. You know, maybe you had a tour of the clinic and they're like, okay, these are our backup systems for our embryo storage. This is what we're doing. You know, not that long ago, there was some crazy shit that happened at a clinic that a ton of embryos were lost. I think that was in the San Francisco Bay Area. Look that up too. And, you know, because here's the deal. At the end of the day, those people go home. This is your life. These are your embryos, and this is your destiny. Okay. So asking some questions, nothing I'm saying here is encouraging you to run into your clinic with your hair on fire and act a fool. This is just information, and this is a woman taking control of her life and learning the information she needs in order to feel confident about the direction she's headed in. Now, number 7, make sure that you have your diet and nutrition dialed in, okay? This is not the time to not take those things seriously. When you have your nutrition solid, when you have your diet solid, you're more likely to stay healthy, okay? Look, and I'm not a doctor, nor do I play one on TV. This is some common sense shit that sometimes when we're super busy in our lives and there's a lot going on, we just need loving, gentle reminders for, okay? And that's what I'm doing here. Number 8, make each of your treatments count. Okay, this is not the time to fall asleep at the wheel with your IVF cycles, your natural cycles, whatever the fuck you're doing. Okay, when the world is going crazy, this is why we have to get our ducks in a row and get in front of this. Make sure we're covering our bases, mind and body, so that every cycle we do counts. You hear all these women on this podcast talking about how the mindset piece of the fertility puzzle made a huge difference for them. They made different choices. They showed up differently. Their energy was different. Their bodies healed. Like, this is why this piece is so important. Make your treatments count. This is not the time to hold back. Don't go cheap on your coaching. Don't go cheap on your organic diet. Don't skimp on your supplements. Don't go for the cheapest clinic you can find. Make each cycle count, okay? The you of today showing up like a fucking champion could be the saving grace for the you down the road. Okay, let's say something nuts happens and you're not able to get treatment for a little bit, but you've got incredible quality embryos on ice. Okay, you'll be so thankful that you did what you did during this time. Number 9, consider egg freezing, all right? Look, go talk to your practitioner about who's a candidate for that. But let's say you're trying naturally now. And, you know, the expectation is that, you know, like, we're going to try to conceive this baby naturally. But what if freezing some eggs right now might help you feel more confident if for some reason you've got to pause trying to conceive? I don't know what that reason would be. But remember, we're talking about 11 tips for fertility success when the world is going crazy. I'm not here to like make shit up. I'm helping you think through your options and what are some things you can do when the world is uncertain, you know, a little more uncertain than usual. The world is always uncertain, but all you have to do is look around to see that shit's more uncertain than usual. Okay. So consider egg freezing, PRP, if there are things that you haven't done to kind of secure or maintain or invigorate your fertility, maybe now's the time. Taking the steps at fertility preservation now could be something, could be an investment that you really are appreciative of later down the road. Number 10, mindset. Yes, I know I said that at number one, but I cannot emphasize this enough. Your mindset is going to be the thing that keeps your hand steady. You are no victim. It doesn't matter what is going on around you. Take a look at all of the successes that you have created up to this point. This is something that you have got to get laser focused on. While everyone else is wanting you to look in this direction or that direction or look at this sickness, look at that crisis, when you go back to the fact that you actually as an individual have a history of success, then instead of that initial knee-jerk reaction of freak out, you can take a breath and say, nah, no, I'm going to look at this differently. Okay. And the decision to look at things differently is exactly the kind of mindset that 9 times out of 10 actually make it 9.99999 times out of 10 keeps you out of the fucking weeds and able to pivot when it's necessary. You're going to think clearly because you're not in mental chaos. You're looking at solutions instead of problems. And that is the thing. Like, women who kept their shit together during COVID were the ones that ended up going on and thinking through the process and not going into abject terror. You got to know that behind every crisis is an opportunity. Keep that mindset strong. Focus on possibility, not on limitations. And number 11. Okay. I told you, 1 in 11 are the most critical. And this I cannot emphasize enough. It's faith. The stronger your spiritual connection is, not only to yourself, but your life's purpose and this baby, the more you are going to see around and through problems instead of getting mired in them. Your faith is everything. When you combine mindset, faith, a healthy body, and the right support, you make yourself bulletproof. So what is the state of your faith? And I've done a 3-part series on faith. I'm not here to proselytize a specific religion or a belief system spiritually to you. I believe that that is a very personal thing. It's a personal relationship. All I am doing here is encouraging you to explore it, strengthen it, because when shit's going crazy, we have to lean on the unseen, okay? Our faith takes us into a realm of the unseen. Our eyes only show us a very limited constellation of things. And what do we know? I mean, there's more and more information coming out almost on the daily about how we were told that the pyramids were X number thousand years old, but the truth is they're older than that. We discover new things in science every fucking day. So the idea that our science is the end all be all is fucking laughable. And any reasonable scientist will admit that we're barely scraping the surface of the known universe. We know 0.00001%. I remember listening to a podcast a while ago that like one of the scientists on there was like, it's laughable that we at all think we understand the limits of the universe and our science is like, I don't know, caveman shit compared to what's really out there and what's really available in the world. So when you humble yourself and get to a place to understand that your understanding is limited and you connect with your higher power, whatever that may be for you, then you can get out of having to control everything because you can lean on your faith. You can lean on the fact that there is a calling that's so much bigger than you, that's in your heart, is encouraging you to have this baby, is encouraging you to be more, do more, have more, give more. It's that incredible spark of life that everyone is born with. Now, whether or not somebody chooses to answer that call is completely a different story. But we all have value. I don't believe in a God universe source that just makes extra humans. We all have value and we're all meant to live an incredible life. So when you have strong faith, whatever you choose to call that and whatever flavor it comes in, then you can think clearly. Instead of just being stuck on what's immediately in front of you, you can look at things from a bigger perspective. You've got a strong mindset and you have a strong faith. When you put those two together, it's like you're fucking bulletproof. So I would highly recommend that, hey, if you have questions about anything I've talked about here, any idea that I've shared, just go do your research, right? That's what smart women do. I mean, I love it when women critically think and look beyond narratives that are spoon-fed to us on the regular. If this information was too easy, you got to be questioning it, right? Question me. You don't even have to agree with me. What I'm doing here is giving you an invitation to think differently, to prepare yourself, to have the kind of confidence that comes from, hey, you know what? I really thought about this. And before I go into chaos mode, here's what I think about X, Y, and Z. I have educated myself. I'm not just passively moving through my life, relying on social media and the fucks at the World Economic Forum who control all of the media. If you question that, go do your research about who owns mainstream media, okay? Giant hedge funds do, and they all communicate the same information, and it's not an accident, but go do your research. Go seek out alternative media. Go look at independent journalism. Go check and see what other people are talking about. Real people, boots on the ground, and get educated. Because your fertility success when the world is going crazy, you're the only one that can ensure that. Okay? You can be the person that sees through the garbage and gets to the other side with a baby in her arms. So hop to it, mama. I hope you run with the tips for fertility success when the world is going crazy that I have shared here. And if you know that mindset is the missing link for you, that's your weak link. My Fearlessly Fertile Method programs for women who intend to get pregnant in the next 12 months and say hell yes to covering their bases, mind and body. I work with women who are committed to success. Okay, no posers need apply. I am only working with women that are committed to getting and staying pregnant in the next 12 months. Go to my website, www.frommaybetobaby.com, and apply for an interview there. My methodology has helped women around the world make their mom dreams come true. Their results speak for themselves. 4 highlight reels deep, baby. We got the receipts. Again, if you don't have a mindset for success on this journey, you've got a gaping hole in your strategy. Let's fix that shit and set you up for success. Till next time, change your mindset. Change your results.
Love this episode of the Fearlessly Fertile Podcast? Subscribe now and leave an awesome review. Remember, the desire in your heart to be a mom is there because it was meant for you. When it comes to your dreams, keep saying hell yes.